TJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
On April 17th, U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, arrested two men on charges of operating a secret police station in the Chinatown district of Manhattan on behalf of the Chinese regime. Prosecutors said the individuals conspired to work as agents of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and follow the regime's orders to track down and silence Chinese dissidents in the United States.
纽约两名华人被捕，涉嫌中共海外警战。4月17日，美国联邦调查局 FBI 抓捕了两名华人，指控二人为中共在曼哈顿唐人街的秘密警站运作。检察官指控他们密谋合作，充当中共的代理人，并接受其指令，在美国跟踪和压制异议人士。
According to the prosecutors, Liu Jiangwang, 61, of the Bronx, and Chen Jingping, 59, of Manhattan, both U.S. citizens,worked together to create an overseas branch of the Chinese regime's Ministry of Public Security. They opened the station in an office building in Chinatown, a neighborhood in Manhattan. The station was closed last year.
起诉书说，61岁的卢建旺住在布朗市，59岁的陈金平住在曼哈顿，二人都是美国公民。他们在华府的一个办公楼里创建了中共公安部的海外警站，该警站已于去年十月关闭。
The Department of Justice announced arrests and charges as a significant national security matter.
美国司法部表示，对二人的抓捕和指控是国家安全方面的重大事件。
U.S. District Attorney Breon Peace stated that the arrest uncovered a massive violation of U.S. sovereignty by the CCP, as well as flagrant violation of international law.
纽约东区联邦检察官布雷恩·皮斯在4月17日召开的发布会上说，这次抓捕揭示出中共严重违反美国主权，并公然违反国际法。
This prosecution reveals the Chinese government's flagrant violation of our national sovereignty by establishing a secret police station in the middle of New York City, Peace said at a press conference on April 17th in Brooklyn. Just imagine the NYPD opening an undeclared secret police station in Beijing.
皮斯说，中共政府在纽约市设立秘密警察站是对美国主权的公然侵犯。只设想一下，纽约警察局在北京开设一家秘密警察站。
Peace added that the two defendants worked closely with Chinese Ministry of Public Security to carry out transnational repression schemes in the United States.
皮斯还说，两名被告与中共公安部密切合作，在美国执行跨国打压异议人士的阴谋。
On April 18th, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin denied U.S. claims of a Chinese secret police station in New York City. Wang stated during a press conference that these alleged police stations do not exist and that China adheres to a policy of non-interference in other countries.
4月18日，中共外交部发言人汪文斌否认了美国司法部的指控。他在例行新闻发布会上声称，不存在海外警察站，中国坚持不干涉他国内政的政策。
However, documents filed by the prosecution allege that one of the defendants, Liu Jiangwang, has been working for the CCP in the United States since at least 2015.
不过，起诉书显示，卢建旺至少从2015年起就在美国替中共工作。
During Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to the United States in 2015, Liu was instructed to organize counter-protests to the demonstrators from the spiritual group Falun Gong, which has been heavily persecuted in China since 1999.
2015年习近平访美期间，卢建旺被指示要组织人群骚扰法轮功学员的和平请愿活动，用旗子遮挡法轮功学员请愿的横幅。1999年7月以来，法轮功一直被中共残酷迫害。
The Chinese consulate in New York asked Liu to publish materials criticizing Falun Gong in newspapers, which he claimed he did not do. However, Liu stated that he assisted in transporting members of his organization to Washington on buses.
中共驻纽约领事馆要卢建旺在美国报纸上发表反法轮功的文章。卢建旺称他没干。但他协助把他协会的成员用大巴送到华盛顿特区。
Liu told the investigators, each association member would receive $60 from the consulate. Each bus would have a point of contact that would pay in cash from the consulate. People would not just travel from New York, but also from Philadelphia. Several hundred people would go every time.
卢建旺在接受美国联邦调查局的盘问时说，每个成员从领事馆获取60美元，每辆大巴都有一个联系点，由领事馆发现金。去华盛顿的人包括纽约和费城的华人，每次都有几百人。
In 2018, Liu was enlisted by Chinese security officials to facilitate the return of a purported Chinese fugitive to China.In 2022, he was asked to locate a pro-democracy activist living in California.
2018年，中共公安官员要求卢建旺帮助让一名中国人回国。2022年，卢建旺受中共指令收集一名在加州的民运人士信息。
FBI agents executed a search warrant at the Chinese police station in October, seizing Liu and Chen's cell phones according to the charging document.
起诉书说，美国联邦调查局人员去年十月对这家秘密警察站发布搜查令，收缴了卢建旺和陈金平的手机。
In an interview with the FBI, the two men admitted that they had deleted their communications with the primary Ministry of Public Security liaison after learning about the federal investigation.
卢建旺和陈金平都向美国联邦调查局承认，他们在获悉联邦调查局的调查后，删除了自己与中共公安部沟通的信息。
The existence of the New York outpost came to light last year.Spain-based human rights group Safeguard Defenders released an investigative report in September on a network of dozens of stations around the world, saying it was part of China's growing transnational repression.
去年九月，西班牙人权组织保护卫士发布调查报告，揭露中共在海外设立数十个秘密警站，成为中共日益增长的跨国镇压的一部分。
In an updated report in December, Safeguard Defenders said that there were 102 Chinese overseas police station centers in 53 countries around the world. The report says that law enforcement authorities in 14 countries, including Canada, have launched investigations into the police stations, according to Safeguard Defenders.
去年12月，保护卫士更新其报告说，中共在53个国家建立了102个警察站，其中有14个国家，包括加拿大的执法机构，已开始对这些警察站展开调查。
Harvest Box is the program that delivers fresh and affordable produce to you on campus. We love that it's an easy way to get produce that supports local farmers. What do you love about Harvest Box?
I love that I get all of my produce for the week in one quick stop.
I love that I get to experiment in the kitchen with produce I don't normally buy.
I love that I don't have to leave campus to pick up my produce.
Find out more about Harvest Box, please visit hb.sustainablesfu.org.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the album released by Canadian musician. And first I'll bring you a song by Lindor Inang, and it's called Everyone's in a While. This song is from her album released just in January 2019, and it's also titled Everyone's in a While. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉倩的秀。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lindor Inang 演唱的歌曲Everyone's in a while. Netflix, I'll bring you Old Sisters. And the piece is called Sincerely. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Old Sisters 演奏的乐曲 Sincerely. And it's from the album titled Sisters in Song, released in July 2018. And for more information, you can visit www.oldsisters.com. I'll bring you Sam Bruverman, and the song is called Christmas Carol Parades, and it's from the album titled A Jewish Boy's Christmas, which was released in December 2018。接下来请大家欣赏来自 Sam Braverman 演唱的歌曲 Christmas Carol Parades。
There are so many wonderful traditions and rituals that brighten up the holiday season. Many people look forward all year to the holiday office party. Then, of course, there's no better way to spend a great deal of your time than at your child's seasonal concert. It's also the time of year that we embrace overindulging in all sorts of things. For many, shopping is a favorite pastime, and the Christmas Hanukkah axis provides ample incentive to satisfy that lust. Here, then, are a few traditional songs of the season, slightly modified, that celebrate some of the more modern seasonal rituals. Crazy night, what a sight. Office party, drunken fight. Thought I'd spent enough time with you all.Surprise, it's turned into a brawl. What havoc pictures will wreak when they're online in a week. Holiday lunch, vodka spiked punch, might not end well, just a hunch.Two guys from sales and the whole IT group passed out and drowned in some hot wonton soup. You'll see our holiday schmooze light up the 10 o'clock news. Every Yule, your four kids are in one. Each is at a different school. Oh, this will be such fun. Christmas pageants, what a joy. Take some pictures of them. Every girl and every boy wants mom and dad to love. Gets a quarter hour. That's what someone told you. Don't nod off and don't look dour. Someone's gonna scold you. You know time's not gonna fly, and you'll get a sore bum on a chair 10 inches high in the auditorium. Anticipate and celebrate Saint Nick. And then I eat and drink too much, and sometimes I get sick. But there's a simple remedy, a very clever trick. Alka-Seltzer and Zantac cure my plight. I'll be all right with no reflux in the middle of the night. I'll be with friends and family. The goodTimes have begun. What's better than togetherness? God bless us, everyone. And now that weed is legal, it will even be more fun. Smoking pot with my mother and my dad. I'll be so glad. Toking reefer with my mother and my dad. December's here. Snot froze to my nose. Oh, it's my favorite time of year. Another carol choir singing songs that I abhor. I'll set myself on fire if I hear jingle bells once more. Bank accounts, nil amount, credit card decline. Shopping list, now who've I missed? I'm half out of my mind.
pounding pain in my brain. Advil is my friend. Eggnog didn't taste right. Will this nightmare never end? Snow up to my thigh on an icy street. 10 more gifts to buy. Blisters on my feet. Where'd I park my car? And where'd I put my key? I hope it's not too far. Oh, damn, I haven't bought a tree. Humbug bah, Christmaka, what a yearly grind. I should go to Mexico and leave this all behind.
Now we're coming back to more Chinese music. Aplex is a song vocal by Pan Yueyun, and it's called 好久不见, which means long time no see. 听众朋友，下面请大家欣赏来自潘越云演唱的《好久不见》。
Here comes the last song.